USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll in a West Texas shooting rampage has increased to 7 as authorities investigate why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal a left turn, opened fire on them, and then fled, shooting more than 20 people before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. Those killed range from age 15 to 57, Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said in a news conference. Gerke refused to say the name of the gunman publicly, but said he would provide the identity at a later time. The authorities have only said the shooter was a white male in his 30s. Hurricane Dorian has officially struck the northern Bahamas as a catastrophic Category 5 storm. Winds over 185 miles an hour. Dorian hit land at Elbow Cay in the Abaco Islands. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas keep a wary eye on the slow-moving Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northeastward after passing the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A senior North Korean diplomat berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over his comments describing North Korean behavior as rogue and warned that Pyongyang's hopes for talks with Washington are continuing to fade. In a statement carried by state media, North Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said Pompeo's thoughtless comments increase North Korean people's animosity toward Americans and make it harder for working-level nuclear dialogue between the countries to resume. President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports is likely to deliver a direct hit on many customers who were largely spared from higher prices in the previous round of import taxes. The United States government will be collecting 15% tariffs on $112 billion in Chinese imports, items ranging from smartwatches and televisions to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, and meat and dairy products. American households face price increases because many U.S. companies say they'll be forced to pass on to customers the higher prices they'll pay on Chinese imports. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Israeli military said that it fired into southern Lebanon after a number of anti-tank missiles targeted an Israeli military base and army vehicles near the border. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said its fighters destroyed an Israeli military vehicle, killing or wounding those inside. The Israeli Defense Forces disputed that claim in a statement saying Hezbollah fired 2 to 3 tank missiles from Lebanon that hit an IDF military outpost and an ambulance in northern Israel, but that no Israelis were injured during that attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that he'll be meeting with his generals and chief of staff to discuss the next steps. Researchers are now saying suspected nation-state hackers infected Apple iPhones with spyware over a 2-year period in what security experts are calling an alarming security failure for a company whose calling card is absolute privacy. A mere visit to one of a number of small tainted websites could infect an iPhone with an implant capable of sending the smartphone owner's text messages, email, photos, and real-time location data to the cyber spies behind the operation. Jake Williams, the president of Redention Security, said this is definitely the most serious iPhone hacking incident that's ever been brought to the public's attention. Announced by Google researchers, the last of the vulnerabilities were quickly fixed by Apple, but only after thousands of iPhone users were exposed over 2 years. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.